Sunrise arrives in half an hour. The sky is brightening, and already fishermen are stationed along the Cape Cod Canal, every 10 or 20 yards, each a solitary figure casting, retrieving, and casting again. On the slippery rocks exposed by the low tide, Steve Marchand pitches his lure across the water, aiming to get it out beyond the footings of the nearby railroad bridge.
Yeah, that's on the other side. That's what I like. Hopefully I'll get one on.
Marchand has been fishing the canal for more than 40 years.
My father, in 1985, caught a 60-pound bass right there. I got pictures of it.
From the canal to the waters off Chatham, from Provincetown to the backside of the vineyard, the Cape and Islands are known for great fishing. It's a part of what makes this region a summer destination. Recreational fishing includes the weekend angler, vacationing families on charter boats, the lone kid at the end of the pier with a drop line. It's a fragmented picture, but all the little pieces add up. A study out this year says recreational fishing brings $800 million annually to the state, and much of that money impacts coastal areas like the Cape and Islands. So, who's looking out for the anglers that drive that economy? And who's looking out for the fish?
You need a permit. Oh, yeah, the game warden checks. Yeah, he checks, yeah.
Mario Lucciarini has staked his place on the canal's edge. He says this year, unlike previous years, officials have been checking that fishermen have a state-issued permit.
He'll ask you if you have a saltwater permit, and if you say yes, he'll ask you to show it, and you have to show it.
This is just the third year that Massachusetts has required saltwater fishermen to have a permit. It costs $10 for the year, and most people buy it online. Signs are posted on telephone poles along the canal reminding anglers of the law. They say simply, no license, no fishing. But with that license, early rising fishermen are free to cast for the highly sought-after striped bass. Stripers are prized for growing large and being delicious to eat. They're also at the crux of a struggle going on now within the Massachusetts fishery. Brad Burns is a lifelong recreational fisherman and the president of Stripers Forever, an internet organization that claims nearly 20,000 members.
Stripers Forever was formed to conserve striped bass for the benefit of the recreational fishing public by making it a game fish.
Making striped bass a game fish would mean eliminating all commercial harvest. And this is where things get a little complicated. Because the way things work now, stripers are fair game for both recreational fishermen and the pros. Each year, a regional fisheries management group representing the Atlantic states decides how many pounds of striped bass can be caught. Massachusetts divides its portion between recreational and commercial fishermen. In 2011, the recreational harvest was about three times what commercial fishermen were allowed to catch. Again, Brad Burns.
The striped bass is the most important recreational species on the East Coast. It supports the entire recreational sport fishing industry in the East Coast.
Some states have decided that the recreational value of striped bass is so high, they've stopped commercial fishing on it altogether. But Massachusetts commercial fishermen have fought back such efforts. Darren Saleta is a charter boat captain and executive director of the Massachusetts Commercial Striped Bass Association. He points out that the commercial harvest, because of the way it's fished, is extremely clean, with very little bycatch and a low mortality.
The fishery, you know, it's a great fishery for a lot of reasons. One, because it's a hook and line fishery, meaning that fishermen in Massachusetts can only target the fishery by rod and reel.
The commercial season on striped bass is brief. Last year, it lasted just 16 days. Opponents say that the short duration is itself an argument for getting rid of the commercial fishery. No one, they say, is making a living from it. But Saleta counters that commercial fishermen target multiple species throughout the year, and each one is an important piece of their livelihood.
You know, it's not uncommon for somebody to be fishing for squid and black sea bass or bluefish in the earlier season, horseshoe crab, shellfish, and then to go into and enter the striped bass fishery when it's in season, and then switch off to perhaps tuna or groundfish or lobstering.
Striped bass can live 30 years or more. They can grow to be 50, 60, 70 pounds. In the parking lot outside Eastman's Sport and Tackle in Falmouth, on a Sunday morning, a 36-inch bass is hung up on the scale.
17 on the notch. 17.05. 17. 17. Got a picture with it on the scale?
The fish is probably 10 years old. The angler who caught it, standing nearby with his father, is a 15-year-old named Stuart. He's matter-of-fact. He's been fishing a long time, he says, and he's gotten bigger fish before.
It's a beautiful fish. Yeah. What are you going to do with it now?
Take it home and fillet it, I guess.
Inside the store, fishermen in shorts and flip-flops are examining lures as a rod is getting restrung. It's a busy time of year for the employees. According to the National Marine Fisheries, recreational fishing contributes 6,500 jobs to the Massachusetts economy. Jim Young, the shop's manager, says summer vacationers are vital to his business.
A lot of people come in and want to wet a line. The wife's on the beach. They want to go cast. They may not catch anything, but they just want the fact that they can fish.
This year, fishery managers are taking a close look at the health of the striped bass. It's what's called a stock assessment year. Many people say cuts in the catch are likely to come to protect the future of the fishery, which means from the shopkeeper to the commercial fisherman to the guy at the canal before dawn, a lot of people are paying attention to what happens next.
What's the biggest fish in the Derby?
For WCAI, I'm Steve Junker.